keep your head up. You're not alone. Keep your head up, keep your head up. We're halfway home.
It's time for your Voices of Hope, a video podcast program that offers straight talk on some of the major issues facing us today: addiction, domestic violence, homelessness, human trafficking, and suicide. But more than that, it's our desire to inspire hope. Now, your host, Michelle Beyer.
Welcome to Your Voices of Hope. I am your host, Michelle Beyer. Today, my guest is Stephanie Sweeney, the Assistant Director of STARK Hunger Task Force.
You've been listening to Your Voices of Hope with your host, Michelle Beyer.
I'm doing good.
This podcast and earlier programs are available for viewing on our Facebook page, Your Voices of Hope, or our website, yourvoicesofhope.com. A new podcast is uploaded and ready to view every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m.
We do that through three main programs. Firstly, we have a network of food pantries all across Stark County. We cover pretty much the entire county, every corner you could possibly think of. And we are serving on average pre-pandemic 33,000 individuals a month through our 34 network pantries. We also have a Backpack for Kids program. That program is actually one that I manage. It's very near and dear to my heart because I used to be a preschool teacher, so I saw firsthand how children across Stark County were struggling with food insecurity. Through that program, during the school year, when the school year is normal, because nothing is normal right now.
Nothing is normal right now.
No, it is not. We serve 750 children a week through that program. Right now, since everything has just changed so dramatically and the schools are closed, we've been running our backpack program as a drive-through. And that's every Friday from 10 to 2 p.m. Here at the Ken Weber Community Campus at Goodwill. We do that on the McKinley Avenue parking lot of the campus. We serve around 315 children a week, are running this as a drive-through. We also have our emergency pantry that we have here at the Goodwill campus. During normal times, we serve around 4,300 individuals a month just at our pantry. Although since the pandemic has come to our country and to Ohio and to Stark County, we have changed that to a drive-through as well, and we are serving on average around 120 families a day through our drive-through pantry, and that does run Monday through Friday. So we've been very, very busy here.
So you say drive-through. Now, I've brought my clients to the facility there. They don't drive. So how is that working out? I mean, they brought the, you know, you had shopping carts,
yes,
and they would go through the inside, you'd register them, and then they went with their shopping carts. And I don't know how the other people worked and brought their stuff home, but I know that we'd fill my car up.
Yes.
A lot of groceries that you do provide, which you would provide frozen foods, canned foods, fresh fruits and vegetables,
yep,
and meats, I mean, and breads and things like that, we'd load my car and I'd bring them home. So how are those people getting their food? Since I can't drive them, you say drive through, how are those people getting their
sure
food?
There's a couple different ways. We do have a walk-through line. That's just for people who might be taking the bus or might be on foot. We do see several individuals a day that are coming through where the bus is their transportation. Another thing that individuals can do, if they have somebody who is willing to pick up groceries for them, they can go through our drive-through line, and we have plenty of people that are doing that right now. The state actually waived a lot of the guidelines through the month of May, at least, that makes it easier for people to come and help their friends and help their neighbors or help their clients, in your case, to get groceries.
So we wouldn't need the proxy.
You would not need a proxy right now.
Oh my gosh, I wish I would have known that, because we've had a couple people that we thought may have had the virus. And so they were being tested, but they were being quarantined. So they don't have family, so we needed to get them food. And we were taking organizational money to buy them food when we could have come to you.
This was a very recent change. So they waived essentially the whole intake process. So now all that's required of us is to get a household count and a number of individuals. It was definitely a necessary thing to do. Yes. There were a lot of local congressmen and senators that really advocated for our state to have these qualifications waived. So through the month of May, it will not be very challenging to go through our pantry. It'd be pretty easy breezy.
Ugh. That is so good to know. That should be put out in an email through the COC, which is the Continuum Care.
Okay.
You know, and you know, I can probably do that for you, because I know you're pretty busy.
We are quite busy, that's for sure.
I will get that out today. Because that is needed. We need to know that.
Definitely. And, you know, we have seen so many new clients come through. It's been about a month ago. This is actually before they waived all of the, basically all the intake processes. We were still using PantryTrack. That's what we usually do to track, you know, how many clients we're seeing and all of that. Just in one day, we saw over 90 households that were brand new to our pantry. Over 90. So there's just, everything is just so in demand right now.
Well, I would definitely think that so many people have lost their jobs, hopefully temporarily lost their jobs. You know, I'm very fortunate, you're very fortunate that we have not. I get to work from home. You know, unfortunately, you're in the trenches of it. You're risking your life. That's a cute little mask.
Permanent mask hair. You know, you don't have makeup on your face from like here down.
Yes. You should see my masks. I forgot to put lipstick on today, so I look kind of blah. But my mask, you know, we were wearing it yesterday. Unfortunately, we have a team member whose father-in-law passed away of COVID last week.
Very sad.
It is. I can still kind of tear up for her. So yesterday, there was probably almost 30 of us that caravaned around in front of her house.
Oh, that's very nice.
Weeping, and, you know, some of us had signs. And so we were wearing our masks when we got together. My mask has so much makeup and lipstick in it. Uh-huh. But at least, you know, we are all, you know, doing what we need to do.
Yes.
Are you finding that your clients are doing the same thing?
Even though we have no client contact aside from asking, you know, how many people are in their households, how many households are in their car. We still do see a lot of clients wear their mask when they're out, which is great. You know, every time, I mean, like I was out and, you know, walking around downtown on Saturday, because it was a beautiful day, and I saw a ton of people who were walking around wearing their mask. I really think that people are taking this seriously, and that's going to be a tremendous help as we all go through this together.
Now, you mentioned the backpack program.
Yes.
What exactly is in the backpacks, and are they actually backpacks?
They are not actually backpacks. I did make that mistake once. Some people came thinking they were going to get actual backpacks, but they are like a grocery bag full of weekend meals. So we know all the school districts are doing an amazing job providing food to families during the weekday. And, you know, we had this program and already had a ton of very, very dedicated volunteers. So as soon as we heard the schools were closed and we couldn't actually go and deliver our backpacks to schools like we usually do, we quickly pivoted to running it as a drive-through. So we provide weekend meals. So this is sort of to, you know, help that in between time when the schools might not be distributing food. So we have two breakfasts, so it's like oatmeals and cereals, two lunches, usually mac and cheese is a staple, because who doesn't like mac and cheese? You know, Little Chef Boyardee microwavable meals, and then we've been doing about three or four snacks during this time. We try to give out a little bit more now, and then there's fresh fruit in each bag and a couple of juice boxes.
I know that right now the food bills are astronomical for parents that have their kids home.
Exactly.
I know that, you know, with the two kids that we have, you know, Gary's insane. He's like, we're spending, you know, a ton of money because, you know, we're raising his grandkids. So we do get a little bit of money because they're not our kids. Yes. So, but that money it's gone within just a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. They're going through boxes of macaroni and cheese, a big, huge bag of those pizza bite things, whatever those things are. You know, they could go through that in two nights, snacks and Pop-Tarts. And we're like, we could spend $150 in just maybe a week, maybe less. So I can't imagine people that are making hardly any. I mean, this is a two income.
Yes.
Can you imagine one income that is maybe bringing in $15,000 a year?
You know, we knew that having the children would usually be in school and they would be getting, you know, a couple meals a day at school. We knew that this was going to be an extra financial burden on our local families and our local children. And then you add on top of that how many people are, you know, either hopefully temporarily furloughed and out of work. It was a very easy decision for us to make to just pivot the program. And I mean, we cannot do without our volunteers. We have amazing, amazing dedicated volunteers, and they've been
Which brings me to my next question. Sure. Are you getting volunteers? Do you need more volunteers? And how does someone become a volunteer?
Sure. So our backpack program, we're doing pretty well for volunteers. We did have a pretty large base of volunteers, a lot of former educators who happen to be in like the 50 to 60 age range. So we're doing well for backpack. However, our pantry, we had a lot of our volunteers who were in that at-risk age demographic. Around 50% of our pantry volunteers are, you know, temporarily, you know, not able to come in and volunteer. So we could definitely use some volunteers in our drive-through pantry. If you were interested in volunteering, my coworker, Steve Smith, he coordinates all of that. So there's a couple ways you could do that. If you go on our website, that's just starkhunger.org, you'll find a little scroll at the bottom I think it says calling all hunger fighters. You just click that and you'll see a sign up link that you can just sign up directly through Sign Up Genius to volunteer. Or you can contact Steve here at the task force. And you can give us a call at 330-455-6667. Or you can email him, and that's just Steve, S-T-E-V-E, at starkhunger.org.
Okay. And hopefully you will get some volunteers because it's so needed. Do you provide masks for them if they don't have them?
Yes.
And gloves?
We have masks and gloves. We have a steady stream of fabric masks that have been coming in. If you do have a mask of your own, if you feel free to bring that if you like to, but we can provide a mask for each volunteer that comes in.
Because I know a lot of people, they don't have masks. However, some of the stores are starting to get masks and sell them. I know I was at CVS. They have masks. My daughter said one of the gas stations that she was at had masks. So, and my boss somehow has a ton of masks for us now. So, you know, I'm real happy that people are starting to get some masks.
Yeah.
I know that I had masks made for us by someone, but I have such big Dumbo ears that they would actually fall off. And if you wear them long enough, it was hurting my ears.
Yes, it's hard to find one that, you have to find one that suits you. We had a volunteer who brought in like these little expander things that you put on the back of your head and you connect your ear loops through that and then it stays in better. But everyone has one that works best for them. So, you know, if you have one that you like that you want to bring with you when you come and volunteer, feel free to do that. But we do have masks that people can you know, bring home with them and then just wash and bring back when they come back next time.
So suppose someone wants to donate, can they donate food and money? Do you take food donations?
We do take food donations. However, the best way to support us is through monetary donations. That's because we can actually get more food with monetary donations than what we could get through food donations. We can actually purchase up to 7 pounds of food with just a $1 donation. And that can provide six meals with just $1. And today is actually Giving Tuesday now. So it's a global giving day. So we are encouraging, you know, our followers and supporters to donate today. It just, you know, we've just seen such an influx of clients coming through. It's hard to keep up the pace. You know, we, even though we've always had Backpack, you know, all the funding sources are different now. So, you know, we are actually serving more children through Backpack than what we would typically serve with our budget. And the pantry, obviously, the numbers are up over 200%. So that's 200% more food that is coming out of the pantry as well. So we're having to go to the Akron-Kent Regional Food Bank where we purchase our food from, where we need to go at least twice a week now to keep up with everything.
Wow. I know that they're working their tail off too. I've been watching there. I'll be interviewing Dan Flowers from there pretty soon because that impact is, I mean, you see them, it's just incredible what's going on right now. A dollar can get you 700 pounds of food. Is that what you said?
7 pounds of food.
Oh, seven.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second. How do I get in on that deal? Okay.
It's pretty amazing how we can stretch a dollar. That's for sure.
Okay. So, and that's good to know. So, once again, how do people get a hold of you?
Sure. So you can get any information that you need. Basically, you can give us a call. My line's the main line, so probably talk to me first. Our number is 330-455-6667. You can feel free to email me if you have some further inquiries, and that's just Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, at starkhunger.org. Also, we post a lot of, because everything just kind of is coming so fast and there's lots of updates that we're giving. You can always go on our Facebook page. We also have an Instagram page you can go on as well, and Twitter. You can also just go to our website, which is just starkhunger.org.
Oh, great. Awesome. So any final words, thoughts? I feel like, what's that guy's name that used to say, any final thoughts? I don't remember what his name was, but because I didn't watch that. Maury Povich. I don't remember. Anyway.
I know what you're thinking, but I can't place it either. I can hear it in my head, but yeah. I can't place who it is.
So any final thoughts?
Sure. You know, I just kind of want to take this opportunity to thank the community and to thank our volunteers. We have seen an outpouring of support from the community. You know, we were so worried when we saw the need and when we volunteer-wise, when we, you know, we did the math and figured out how many of our volunteers who we dearly miss and we love them and we're so excited when they'll be able to come back. We've seen just so many new volunteers that have stepped up through all of this that it's been just truly inspiring and amazing to see. So I just want to thank everybody who has supported us. You know, we still need your support. At least through the entire month of May, we will be operating at this capacity, doing our drive-through. You know, we're anticipating that the need is going to still be there. I mean, over 200% more clients is a lot. So please continue to support us with your donations and with your time.
Well, thank you so much, Stephanie Sweeney. I appreciate you taking the time out from that massive amount of work you have to do to be with us today. And thank you all for listening to another episode of Your Voices of Hope. If you would like to be a guest on the show, please go to my Facebook page and message me with a brief background and your email address. Or you can go to yourvoicesofhope.com and down the below, if you scroll all the way down, you can see a form that you can fill out, and that will come to my email address and I will get that and message you back. So thank you all and have a great day. Thanks, Stephanie.
You've been listening to Your Voices of Hope with your host, Michelle Beyer. This podcast and earlier programs are available for viewing on our Facebook page, Your Voices of Hope, or our website, yourvoicesofhope.com. A new podcast is uploaded and ready to view every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m.
Keep your head up. You're not alone.